Hello, adventurers. It's lovely to meet you. I'm Natalie, and I'm here with my friends to tell you about the next podcast series you're about to fall in love with. We are the Storyteller Squad.
Have you ever wished for an actual play podcast that combined cozy slice of life with exciting fantasy adventures?
Do you enjoy dramatic musical scores, original character themes, and immersive sound effects?
Do you wish more shows would allow queer characters to exist beyond the angst of a will-they-won't-they dynamic and actually get to experience a healthy relationship together?
Then join us as our beloved heroes face monstrous, mysterious, and magical dangers.
All while finding the time to get coffee with their girlfriends or flirt awkwardly with their roommates.
We are the 10 Hours Lo-Fi Mix for autumnal lesbians and witchy cryptids of actual play podcasts.
That's one hell of a tagline.
It's clearly what the people want.
Plus, it's way too late to change our brand of storytelling now.
So check out our queer-led Monster of the Week actual play series, where we flirt with the monsters about as often as we fight them.
Stop making the monsters so wholesome and hot, Natalie.
No, I don't think I will.
Good. You can find the Storyteller Squad wherever you listen to podcasts.
And on social media at Story Squadcast. See you out there, adventurers.
Okay, everybody. Ready to start again?
Hold on.
Wait.
I need to hydrate.
Let's have an adventure.
The Heart is a Dungeon is a TTRPG adventure focused on loss, healing, mourning, and joy. Not all subjects are suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The seats are all full, though soulless they be, all these fine haunted folks with eyes upon me. I'll take to the stage, I'll take to the air. The circus begins with only ghosts there. A one and a two and a here it begins. In the wreckage of choir we sing for our sins. We see dusk arrive without fanfare or ritual. The center of town is a solemn parade as row after row of pale, transparent forms file out from destroyed homes, barracks, or tunnels. A mixture of human, of fairy, of large and of small, only unified in their deaths, still bound to the contracts they signed, to dig through this mountain with hands unable to touch or to hold. They fill the seats without sound, staring ahead, never blinking, all silent in the wake of La La Lemon opening his bird mouth and replaying their deaths. You have an hour until your performance is scheduled to begin.
I regret not planning more all of a sudden.
In general?
Before we hit record. That's fine. No, I got this. Lala is still in human form. So to prep, I am going to chain smoke. And by chain smoke, I mean continue to smoke the one magical cigarette I have.
Mr. Grassland comes out of his office and wanders up to you with a sharp little suit and pulls out an ivory cigarette case lined with rainforest wood.
Ooh.
Pulls out a cigarette and lights it. What? Do you do this thing a lot? Is it safe for kid ghosts?
No, no, and no.
Do you have a special kid's tent? Like a sideshow?
No.
For the kid ghosts?
No.
Can we consider 14-year-old dead miners adult ghosts?
Yes.
Bingo bango.
Yes. Or really, any child you've read a fairy tale to is probably old enough to partake in anything produced by the Fae. A true fairy tale, mind you.
I like that. I once believed in fairy tales.
You're about to live in one.
You seen the booty?
That coin that jiggles? I have not.
He'll go over to the office door and pull out like a long chain of keys, open it up, and you see just a heap of gold and gems and sparkling gemstones and bracelets and jewels, all on like a large blanket that's unwound on his office to be tied up. That's only part of it right there. Ooh, you guys must be pretty high in demand.
Immediately, I almost turn back into my true corvid form. But I resist. I'm too consumed. I'm distracted by the fact that there are so many shiny things, and I dig my grubby little humanoid fey hands into it and just feel the metals, the edges of the gems. I don't care how dirty this money may be, physically, metaphorically, literally, whatever.
Roll me a weather the storm.
Ooh, okay. I have plus one. That is an 8. I ride the storm where it carries me, but don't lose my feet. I am quick enough. And by that, I mean I don't linger. I know the shiny has gotten me into trouble. It's brought me here. I know if I linger too long in feeling it, trying to become one with it, that could distract me too much, and I might even be tempted to just take it and run away on my own. Yes, good, yes.
For a moment, it feels like you're on your back on a conveyor belt, unzipped from neck to chest, with no bearing. And you hear his door locking shut. He's like, that'll all be yours once the show's done. So, you know, it's probably good you woke them all up early.
Ha.
Ka indeed.
I think I'd like to just like set a little honey cake on each seat just so everybody feels a little more welcome.
Oh yeah, you should roll for that.
All right. I'll roll for it.
That's classic feather cloak.
That's me in a nutshell. That's a 6. It's not as good as it could be.
But can they eat it?
That's a good question. Can they eat it?
You take the time. There's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of supplies. Only to watch each ghost sit on them transparently, unable to touch them. A few of the younger ones, their hands are just like a raccoon. Aww. Washing sugar in a moving river of time. But you do watch Mr. Grassland walk down a few rows, picking them up.
These are great. We haven't had honey here ever since I had all the bees killed.
With your 6, I'm going to say that you actually gain insight into the weakness of your enemy. Ooh. There's not a weakness in Mr. Grassland when it comes to like an easy break or an easy way in. There's not a lot of moving pieces around him. You sense no family here, no one you could kidnap into the Fey realm, anything of that sort. And I think with a 6, that's about all you'd glean from. from him taking the communion of your honey cakes.
What a little rascal.
Many a ghost stares longingly, though, at them as they catch the last beads of dusk off the glaze.
Aww.
Well, it's kind of the timing of how everything happened is pretty interesting. Egan wakes them all up with much gusto and excitement and energy, and it didn't fully register. You know, this is a town that is in disrepair, but didn't quite clock the full story. Just went off to find the residents because they had to be somewhere. So he returns, and I think it's just in time for Lala sharing the story of what happened here. Egan is spending time listening. The nature of what they are probably afraid of is the nature of who I am. A chord has been struck of understanding. And Egan knows what he can do might scare them. So I think he's going to take it upon himself to teach them that what happened to them meant no harm. It was just something simply trying to live and breathe and grow, and just like they deserve to live and breathe and grow.
How does it feel recognizing the hurt in others your nature has done?
It is painful. He knows what he had to do to get here. He knows, and though he felt justified in the moment, trying to seize life, it was still an act of violence. It was still the taking. And though he does most of the time revel in that, he recognizes these people had something taken from them. Something that they had very little power against, and now they are trapped. And he sees himself in that too. There's a bit of a stew pot of emotion in him right now that is churning and boiling and bubbling.
I'm gonna haunt the stage and drape around some moth silk little banners and just random flowers I picked up along the way. I don't know, like one of my little flutes or something, just to create some atmospheric music. Something that's kind of melancholy, but uplifting enough, just kind of background noise. Watching for an opportunity to go talk to Mr. Grassland, or watching to see if he's going to come. And while I do that, can I use my music to draw out the crowd and just to see if I can get a feel for what they're chattering about? 6. What went wrong?
What went wrong is this is as out as they get. When there are no dreams left and no momentum left, there is nothing but this surface, this blank facade moving forward. They're as out as they're going to get. This is the most fun evening of their lives. You're doing a great job, it means, though.
Okay. I guess I can roll with this vibe. I'll just keep kind of dancing around doing my thing, just trying to keep them a little bit engaged while I wait for everybody to come together. And keep watching to see if Mr. Grassland's gonna come. It's really important to me that he does.
Well, everybody. Look at that sun beginning to set. Look at the shadows get long. There's no fire here, but on all these little broken street lamp type places around, you start seeing fireflies gathering and little lightning bugs. Strange green yellow glows that light somewhat these empty walkways, for all of them are sitting down. All the seats are full. The circus is here. And they all just stare straight forward, as though there's nothing left but forward. They are certainly here. Come one, come all. How does your circus begin? Who goes first?
Lala, all in black, mostly an outline, feathers on his collar, on his wrists, stands on the stage before everyone, a silhouette, outstretches his arms. At this point, I am going to make a move. I'm going to roll for strut and declaim.
Yes.
As yes. I open things up, open things out. That's a natural 8. So what's my... Oh, plus 1. So that's a 9.
Hell yeah.
I start off. I let my voice swell in rising emotion. I clench my hand and command silence and attention. With an upraised wing, Lala's arm begins to turn into a wing. Feathers shed from him. He declaims in pedantic, exacting tones, brings up his other hand, arm, as it begins to transform again, and he lapses into a language of crows, incomprehensible to all others before shrugging his arms to the side, shedding his human form, and becoming the familiar large corvid with a green scarf, cigarette and beak, soaring through the air, flying to the back of the stage, allowing the others to take the stage for themselves.
Lala or anyone expected applause from ghosts. Sad to say, that's not happening. But here's where the beautiful part was, Lala. You could have opened yourself up to them. You could have tried to open them up to you. But what you did was show them that things can change. And they are entering into this performance with their souls, set with the belief that something doesn't have to stay the same just because it's been this way. It doesn't have to be this way forever. Maybe one day we will fly. And then you go through the crowd above them, maybe one, two of the younger ghosts, their eyes follow you. Where everyone else stares straight ahead, the younger ghosts, their eyes trace you through the sky. They weren't all born on the ground. And you go behind the stage, and you hear one little burst of applause from Mr. Grassland, who is leaning against a post outside of his busted-ass office, smoking a cigarette carved from extinct animal bones.
Egan will go. Walks up onto the stage, a low, low bow, puts his hands up in a non-threatening manner, and says, "Today I mean you no harm. Today it is only joy." He starts with a singular mote of small flame in his hand and waits to see if there is a reaction in the crowd, because he does not want to rush them. This is on their terms. Oh, also, I am intending, that bow, I am intending to greet them with honest pleasure, because I want them to see my heart, and I want them to know that they are also seen by me. So I want there to be a peace between us. But I will roll that later, because the meaning of that greeting with honest pleasure is going to change throughout this act. So, a singular mote, he produces another in his other hand. He begins to juggle. He's juggling, keeping it up on the stage, not going out into the audience, just keeping it where everyone can see, where everyone can feel safe. If things still look okay, he will make a third, because we need a challenge. I'm no chump. I can do something more impressive than that. And as he is juggling, he takes note of the children in the crowd, the younglings, who may never have been to a circus in their lives. So, with a quick swoop, he gathers all of them up into this ball of fire in his hands, and he shapes it. Kind of like a clown shaping a balloon. A little flaming puppy. And he lets it, he controls it, and he lets it prance around the stage. And as it is prancing around the stage, he starts to, you know, have his arms revolve around each other until he has a hoop, a lovely hoop for the pup to jump through and do its tricks to entertain the children. The thing that took them on that day was a hungry thing, but today it is not. Today it is a beautiful thing. It is something to stir the imagination and bring a smile to the face, and something that should make their day literally lighter. So he will attempt to connect with them in this way. He's gonna roll. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how this goes. Okay. I'm so. I got an 11.
Wow.
Ooh. So it says, on a 10 plus hit, any grudge, grievance, or unfinished business between you vanishes for real. But the ongoing meaning of what that act was trying to show them the thing that gave them their unfinished business. So I don't know what that means for them.
Ho, ho, hold on. This year, I know exactly what I'm getting my sleigh, dear. Holiday gift cards from Hero Forge, with a wide range of options from tabletop miniatures, physical and digital, to 3D printed dice you design, and also custom keychains. Upgrade your gaming experience with the Pro subscription, which grants you access to new item drops a week early, and unleash your inner bard by designing wild creations, giving them the perfect mood lighting and backdrops with the photo booth tool. All that and more, starting at only $3.99 a month. Avoid those long lines and have your Hero Forge gift cards delivered straight to your email at heroforge.com.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Suddenly, each of those lanterns with that dark green glow of the lightning bugs through the location, orange, bright, warm flames, showing every crack or danger on the road so everyone can get where they're going in the dark safely, just burst up around the town, and you see the eyes of ghosts reflecting Egan's joy back to him. They're maybe not prepared to dance. They're not ready to, you know, go up there and try to juggle. From hands so empty from how hungry their fire was. But at this moment, with La La Lemon having shown them people can change, and then Egan goes up there and goes, fire can change, life can change. They are on this pattern and this path you all have began of becoming curious again of what is through that mountain, what is on the other side of this smoky, dark, and coughing dream.
I think as Egan started to perform, I switched to more rhythmic instruments, a drum, a tambourine. And as I step more into the center of the stage, you'll notice that all of the instruments that I had touched are continuing to play in the background by themselves. And I would love to kind of start at the tail end of Egan's performance and almost mimic them, but in a joking way and using water instead of fire. And maybe a little playful, like, squirt to put out one of just one little spark in a playful way. And just kind of tease you off the stage.
We didn't talk about this.
Not trying to cause any harm.
Beautiful.
I'm going to start singing, but the words don't really make any sense. Maybe different people pick out different little combinations that mean something to them, but I want to reveal my heart to the crowd. That's an 11.
Wow. That's two 11s.
I didn't last time.
Oh, look at us.
You saved it for the right time.
I hope so. We'll see. As I play with the water, I'm going to reveal to them the healing nature of the water and that it's a part of me and call them into that with me. And I want to move them to the action of healing.
Playing this song as the progress of the show continues. You can change. Nature can change. Healing is change. As step upon step. A few ghosts in the audience, poof, 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 are just gone. Not many of them, but four or five. And then behind you, in front of the floating instruments, they start to play the song you're already singing, and they start to remember that they used to create, not just work. They used to create, not just toil. And you see, all of you can see from in the crowd, y'all are rolling so good, damn it. You see some heads, just like the slight bob going on here or there. Mr. Grassland looks a little uncomfortable at the tone of everything, but it's also like, you know, they're putting on a good show. Like, they'll all go to work tomorrow. This is fine.
He's the worst.
But he's just back there smoking, lighting things with matches only made from unicorn horns.
Indeed. Everything can change, including me. I pin my little golden crown to my cloak and soar up above the stage as a bird. Not quite the same as the Corvid from before, but similar. At the height of my flight, I will unpin
the little crown and turn back into a humanoid and use my my cloak and flare it out. And I would like to target specifically Mr. Grassland and make him blink.
Ooh. Yeah, get him.
Okay. This is a natural 9.
Fuck yeah.
Natural 9 plus 1, which makes it a 10. And however I decide to play it now, I take plus 1 to my roll, which means it's an 11.
So, oh my gosh.
Amazing.
What's happening?
And I think in the lining of my cloak, as I flare it out into a parachute, for a second, he thinks he sees something startling. And he sees a rebuilt town, and in the middle of this beautiful, flourishing town, a tree that has blossomed bigger and more beautiful than ever before. And it leaves him uncertain that this is the best way to go about what he is currently doing. And of course, I descend to the stage beautifully. Right before I hit it, put the pin back on, turn into a little bird again, and fly away.
Incredible.
He puts out a cigarette barely touched that's worth more than everything in your wagon. Gets his look on his face. I guess they gotta make the people like what they're spouting. Doesn't matter.
Oh boy.
Doesn't matter, I mean. And he's gonna go back into his office before you all are going to vote on your circus move. So here's how it's gonna work without the prior discussion. Somebody will propose one, and if people accept the proposition, that doesn't mean they're voting yes or no, but they're just not objecting, basically, to someone's then everyone will close their eyes, and they're going to vote on whether or not they think it's the right play to do. But you can't discuss it amongst yourselves.
So one person makes their proposition.
Yeah, it'll basically
everybody
be
votes.
A hit or a not hit.
When we open our eyes, you will either tell us whether it passed or it did not pass.
You get one circus move a day.
So, yeah. Oh, so there's no secondary proposition. It's either all or nothing. Whoa.
And if we don't all agree, then it's not as strong.
It's like the 2 to 3 is like the 7 to 9 miss. And then the 1 and the 4 are the hit and the total miss.
Oh boy. Gosh. That's so scary.
Changing the season.
Is that a proposed one? Are there objections to a vote on change the season? I would like you all to close your eyes.
Oh boy.
If you would like to lend your power, your voice, your circus to the changing the seasons move, please raise your hand. You may put your hands down and open your eyes. Unanimous.
Yeah, that was so scary. Wow.
I'm shaking.
Why wouldn't we vote for it if we know it's gonna be worse?
There can be fairy competition.
That's
like you
true.
Want different things.
That's true.
Stuff like
somebody
that.
In here working against us.
There's a rat.
It was unanimous.
So are you trying to turn this place towards summer or winter?
I feel like they are in winter, so it'd be more towards summer, I would think.
Bring back that fire, but a good fire.
Yes, a spiritual fire.
A bonfire.
No, wait!
A celebration!
Yes.
Bonfire after party?
You all notice that through this entire performance, small little bursts of algae, of moss, have been happening around. Maybe you didn't really notice it till Egan told this place to turn up the lights a little bit. Spring
has been trying to return to a place that's been in winter for so long. So long that it forgot that seasons change, or people change, or that healing is a form of change. The ghosts that were shaking their heads, I mean, they don't enter into a state of ecstatic joy, but they notice that this place is shifting. The old broken down door jams and benches, now covered in soft, lush mosses, just begging you to sit down, take a load off, don't work for all of eternity when there's so much to look at and to smell or to say. They seem torn. The younger ghosts especially seem torn, who hadn't already given up that their better days were behind them. You all have created a very fertile situation here in this town for change, for growth, for even resistance. I'm gonna ask the circus this specifically. Do you all think you've pushed hard enough in a direction that the ghosts would snap out of what they're doing, or have you just sowed the seeds that will maybe grow down the road and change this place? I'm gonna let the party decide how well they did.
I think that something as large of a change as we are attempting to make doesn't happen overnight. So I think we have sown the seeds, especially in the younger generation, because the younger generation always inspires change.
And I do think, though, it may happen quicker than we're anticipating. Just because you planted that seed of doubt in Mr. Grassland's head, he is not so sure his way was the best way anymore.
Yeah, I think this is definitely more of a gradual change. My reason for that was way less poetic, and just the fact that despite our wonderful roles, this is our first performance. No way we knocked it out of the park. First time out, first time at bat.
I think I'm a creature of drama and was hoping for something a little more immediate. But, you know, guess we did all right.
You guys rolled incredible, each and every one of you.
Sometimes the dice tell the story.
We're just really good at this. We're naturals, is what I'm saying.
All of our dice are loaded.
No!
But if there was a little montage in this moment, as maybe it shows you all picking up your moth silks, you know, cleaning up the show after. Down the road, you see little ghosts starting bands, hidden behind buildings with little instruments, like making little music, trying their hardest to like graffiti things, trying their hardest to juggle, trying their hardest to change. And it doesn't come right away, but the most important changes never do. As you are preparing to leave this place, Gemma, you can easily go to Mr. Grassland, for he has multiple gifts for your circus, having done a wonderful job.
Does he answer if I knock?
Oh, easily. Oh, wonderful job. Wonderful job. It had intrigue, had that real sexy bird guy at the beginning. This was just fantastic. Let me get everything I have together for you.
Could I ask one other favor before we go? I was just hoping to get a dance with you before we go. Just a little parting gift. Thank you for your hospitality. Just a quick one, you know.
I'm gonna do a roll on their part because they have a playbook. It's a 9 on Weather the Storm.
Bat my eyes.
I would say you also see Cold Iron dagger in his belt. But he gets all the little gifts together, a whole parcel of gold and gems, wealth and sparklies. You also are given power. Your wagon shifts a little. The gaps in the boards close.
Yes!
The air doesn't pass through. The leaks don't pass through. People will notice it when it comes into town. It reeks of importance, shabby elegance. He also gives you time. A grandfather clock carved from dark wood and lined with gray marble on the inside.
It didn't burn in the fire, and, you know, I've got this, and he holds up his little pocket watch. You should take it with you. You all did a beautiful job. They'll be working for another decade, probably. Do you want to take one with you? Do you want one of the ghosts as like a tip?
You know, we really should be going. That dance, can I just kind of delicately grab his hand and do a little twirl into him? And as he does, I would like to do a roll for arms around me.
It's like, I don't know what they're doing, but get him! Get him! Gemma's so crafty.
I love it.
So that's a 4, which is a miss. And that means I have to waylay him.
Somewhere far away, a bramble that's all right with being sent into the distance isn't maybe quite as all right with you dancing with another so soon. But that's far away.
That's a 7. So I went in to try to get a little hook in him, but I lose my balance, and realizing that I've lost the moment, I'm just gonna shove into him and try to knock him over. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm such a klutz. We should go.
He is going to roll to defend himself from a fairy with cold iron.
Oh, I was so scared of that.
This isn't an attack move. It is, he is smart enough to understand something strange at this moment. All right, so he pulls out a small ivory handle knife.
I hired you and I paid you fair and square and I don't need any of your tricks. I'll kill you. I'll kill a fairy. You don't get one of the ghosts. Take your stuff.
But he's got his back into his office with a knife out front, basically. Like, he's like,
you all need to leave right now and I'm gonna be leaving you quite the review.
I'm just gonna, like, throw my hair over my shoulder and take another step towards Winter. Or maybe I'll go full Winter over that. And just, like, give him the coldest, like, deadest glare and just turn and walk away. He's on my list.
I think, as Gemma walks away, Egan looms down into the doorway and is like, usually, the proper response to someone asking you for a dance is not to threaten them at knife point, so maybe clock that for the future. Calm down. And you seem awfully lonely. I'm just saying, maybe if there were less knives and daggers, you wouldn't be so lonely, and that's all I have to say. And he turns around and follows.
I need a bath.
He never lowers the blade and, like, closes the door.
Bit rude!
And you all have been paid for your job here.
Oh, I don't like being paid by him. He's yucky.
So the bell rings out. All the ghosts stand up and start wandering back to their barracks. They have work early tomorrow. The streetlights stay fire. It's a little more well lit. Good job.
Maybe he'll pay them now.
I don't feel like it's a good job. Doesn't feel good.
Lala, you have so many sparkly things.
I'm going to Scrooge McDuck that shit.
As your wagon begins heading out from the town of Quire, repaired, filled with gold, successful in your first circus performance. You moved hearts, you changed paths of destinies. The way we all change is bumpy. We all shed innocent love as we grow into who we are. But I'd say if you come back to this place, you might hear singing in choir once again.
Hi, I'm Feral Moonbeam. You can find me on Blue Sky and the Heart is a Dungeon podcast, and sometimes I draw things.
Hello, I'm Kelly, also known as the Kellhop on most places in the internet. I play games in places, and I hope you come watch them.
Hi, I'm Mika, and I do things. I'm a Brazilian-American content creator and AP performer, best known for creating Role D5, R-O-L-E D5. We are a Twitch channel that specializes in playing indie TTRPGs. You can mostly find me there, or you can check out my link tree, which is Mika McIntosh, M-I-K-A-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H. That's linktree/Mika McIntosh. Mika like the singer, McIntosh like the computer, minus the A. Kisses.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I am a voice actor, and you can find me at Zotato Potato on Twitter or on my website, zoedlee.card.co.
Hey, I'm Rara. I show up in a lot of games, and I run this podcast. You can find me most places under some sort of Rara. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining our circle.